Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trial. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo. And there was breaking news on February 3rd, 2019. The breaking news was reported, but I had second thoughts, and I thought I better do a little more research on this. The breaking news was George Soros arrested on February 3rd, 2009. And then I began to think, or was that a hoax? Or did he die? Or was it a cover-up by the government and not to stir up the American people? After all, George Soros is a worldwide figure, and he had worked very, very hard to take down the USA by devaluing the dollar, which he stated on many news reports online, and make communist China the super military power and super economic power under the Obama, Hillary, Kerry, Brennan, Holder, Jarrett, Huma, Pelosi, Schumer regime. But he also funded the Obamas and the Clintons into office, and he is their orchestra leader, or was their orchestra leader, depending on who you believe. So I'm going to read you from the conspiracyupdate.com report, and it's by Gary Lerby, and he stated, breaking, George Soros has been arrested at 1323 GMT on February 3rd, 2019, in Switzerland. Soros was arrested when Earth Alliance members stormed his retreat at St. Margaretzenberg, Switzerland, based on a tip-off from the local police. The Earth Alliance had enough evidence supplied by Obama and other cabal informants at Gitmo to arrest Soros. Soros is believed to be in poor health and was prevented from committing suicide with a cyanide pill prior to capture. Sounds like Hitler. Isn't that what they allege he did before capture? Documents found at the retreat revealed the locations of cabal underground bases from Ireland to Croatia, as well as a new type of CERN quantum, the China syndrome, teleporter machine, which could use the Earth's Van Halen belt to transport static objects from one side of the planet to the other in an instant. Earth Alliance sources revealed this was their technology stolen by the cabal back in 2007. Soros is believed to be currently under investigation at a bunker near Gastrinau, Switzerland. And there was more information stating that he was involved with the Vatican and child sexual abuse and so forth. And then you can believe that information, which is on the web, and or debunk it, as some others have done, because there's no evidence or corroboration other than what we're reading online. So we have to really do some research and some homework to try and find out who is telling the truth. On stillnessinthestorm.com, Benjamin Fulford wrote February 7th, 2019, reader question, what's happening with George Soros? Hello, Benjamin. I don't know if this was covered in your latest bulletin, as I haven't read the entire article. There are rumors floating around that George Soros has been indicted and arrested, or at least his assets have been frozen. Have you heard anything yourself? Benjamin Fulford. As I have repeatedly said, I was told George Soros was killed over 1 year ago. After I was told that, his children put out a press release saying they were dividing his fortune among themselves. All we have since then are CG, computer-generated representations of him. I even called the Soros organization to confirm this, and they were unable to provide me with proof that he is alive. However, what may have happened is that the people who were still using him as a front had their assets frozen. This may mean we will soon see an official death notice put out. So he is 88 years old, I believe. So it would not be unusual for him to have died or to be very sick at this time of his life. Several researchers, insiders, and alleged whistleblowers have reported that an alliance within various sectors of human life is working to overthrow the deep state, restore the rule of law, and stop environmental destruction. There are several indications that this alliance does indeed exist, but nothing totally concrete. The preceding article discusses an alleged stance on issues important to people from one claims to be an insider. This information is helpful because it provides a bit of hope in otherwise bleak situations. However, one should not cease in their personal efforts for freedom upon the hearing of these updates. So that was from Stillness in the Storm. And that was a reply by Benjamin Fulford. And he's pretty popular on the web, so I do like to read what he has to say or listen to what he has to say. And another article about George Soros is we only see his photos and his computer-generated videos. But it is true, we have not seen George Soros in person, appearing in person live on television, I'd say at least in the last 12 months. George Soros is a legendary hedge fund tycoon who managed client money in New York from 1969 to 2011. In 1992, Soros shorted the British pound and reportedly made a profit of $1 billion. He became known as the man who broke the Bank of England. Soros has lots and lots of enemies in Europe and America. Soros shifted $18 billion from his family office to his Open Society foundations by 2018. His funds' assets are worth an estimated $8.3 billion, and that's billion with a B. Soros was born in Hungary. At 17, he left the country and put himself through the London School of Economics, working as a railway porter and waiter. He worked for Adolf Hitler. And he stated on a video that I watched online on YouTube that he actually enjoyed working for Hitler, and he has no regrets. He was not remorseful, and he would take all the assets and the jewelry from the Jews before or after they were put on the trains and taken to the concentration camps. He founded the Open Society Foundations, which focuses in part on Central and Eastern Europe and has made at least $14 billion in grants. So that's a little history about George Soros and his self-made image and how he's known or seen around the world as someone who can destroy economic status of countries. And that is a very, very dangerous person, because millions of people suffer at the hands of someone who wants to be the orchestra leader and fund the politicians and run the nation from behind the curtain. In fact, there is an article on Citizens Journal, and it states that it's by Karen Blankfeld, and it was from 2018. Hedge fund billionaire George Soros said on Tuesday that he is giving $500 million of his nonprofit organization's funds to be invested on work opportunities for migrants and refugees, especially those arriving in Europe. Soros' announcement made a Wall Street Journal op-ed come as the United Nations convenes for its General Assembly in New York City. On Monday, it hosted its first forum for heads of state to discuss how to handle what's been dubbed the world's biggest refugee and migrant crisis since World War II. According to the United Nations, 65.3 million people have been displaced from their homes by conflict and persecution in 2015. That was under Obama's reign in the United States. Since the crisis escalated last year, Europe has been struggling with how to handle the inflow of migrants. I will invest in startups, established companies, social impact initiatives, and businesses founded by migrants and refugees themselves, Soros wrote. Although my main concern is to help migrants and refugees arriving in Europe, I will be looking for good investment ideas that will benefit migrants all over the world. So why didn't he just take his money and go into their countries and help them develop businesses and programs and housing and clean water and energy and so forth, and spend his money that way so the migrants and refugees wouldn't have to invade Europe and America, where they're bringing many, many diseases that are communicable and could kill thousands or millions of Europeans or Americans. So that's what it says that he's done with his money, according to Citizens Journal. That was a little background about George Soros. So we are still left with the question of whether or not George Soros died a year ago, and whether or not George Soros is ill or alive, and whether or not George Soros is at Gitmo, or his assets were frozen, or he was arrested in Switzerland. So all of these questions are blowing in the wind, and people deserve to know the truth, because he used his money to fund European countries and devalue European countries' economic status and attempt to devalue the U.S. dollar that would affect the entire world and cause pain and suffering inside the USA and to people around the world. So we deserve to know, is George Soros alive? Did he die? Is he at Gitmo? Is he free? Is he ill? And what is the status of George Soros? What is fake and what is true? So do your own homework, do your own research, because we are not getting this information from mainstream media or the government so far. So God bless you. God bless America. I just wanted to clear that up and hope that we can get to the truth, because we're talking about some serious issues when we hear the name George Soros. So God bless you, and God bless America. God bless everyone in the world, and may God bring peace to the world. So stay healthy, stay happy, and thanks for listening to The Rose. This is Rose Colombo, signing off.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.